This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We are two wild and crazy guys!
You know what, Doug? You should enjoy yourself.
You're crazy, man.
It was the greatest beer in all the world!
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
The ultimate test of a beer game is
that just happened.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Still feels like St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. Good Lord. Glad you're up, some of you. I know some of them are still laying on a couch or in bed today after a raucous St. Patrick's Day across the nation. Glad you survived it, and now we turn our attention to basketball. Wow, folks, over 550 entries in the Doug and Daddy NCAA bracket. Thanks so much. I don't even know if it's open or if they closed it here at 11 o'clock, but if it's still open, you've only got about 10 minutes, 15 minutes until the opening tip of the NCAA men's tournament. Hold on. Standing up, but little as well. Get ready now, because the ball is tipped.
The ball is tipped.
And there you are.
And there you are.
You're running for your life.
You're running for your life.
Like you're a shooting star.
You're a shooting star.
And all the years you know.
All the years, no one knows.
Just how hard you work. But now it shows.
But now it shows.
NCAA basketball tournament. The first game to tip today is one that is going to make a difference in my bracket. BYU and Florida get going here in about 15 minutes. Notre Dame and Old Dominion, another game that we disagreed on, will go here. And also in the early session, Villanova and Robert Morris. Great section of games getting ready to be played here today for the Big 12 teams. Kansas State, Baylor, and Texas are all involved tonight. Kansas and Texas are in that last slate of games around 8:30.
Just looking over, everybody's making their final adjustments. You know, I think there's only three or four teams. I don't see anybody but those number one seeds capturing this title.
I think you're right. As much as anybody... I finally filled out a bracket that didn't have Kansas as the winner, and I took Syracuse. And you know what? I think of all the brackets I filled out, I took Kentucky to the Final Four once, which is stupid.
Well, it's just...
Even though I think they're not going to make it, I should have a couple in there where things change up a little bit.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where you simply get... You know, New Mexico is a three seed. It's one of those deals. I say 0% chance of Steve Alford taking home the hardware. Now, as a three seed, you think conceivably they have a chance. It's hard for me to believe they have a chance. I have a hard time believing.
Does Villanova have a chance?
If they do, it would be minute at best. I'm talking 2, 3, 4%.
Okay, teams that are not the number one seeds that you think can win the national title.
I suppose you could put West Virginia and Villanova.
Ohio State, no. Kansas State, no.
I guess Ohio State... It's tough to say Kansas State can win one when they're going to have to face Kansas supposedly down the road, and they're 0-3 against them, and none of those games have been relatively that close. It doesn't matter where they play it at. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's in Manhattan, if it's in Lawrence, or if it's in Indianapolis.
Georgetown?
No.
Baylor? Pittsburgh? Those are your other threes. You mentioned New Mexico. I think Pittsburgh could do some damage. I really do. I think Pittsburgh could go to the Final Four.
I think all those teams could do some damage, but when it comes home to taking home that trophy on Monday night, I say no.
I think you got to be out of a major conference like Pittsburgh.
Which would eliminate some of the teams. So 888-455-ESPN. I want to thank all the folks that came out and saw us yesterday at Cunningham's, to Mike and Yusuf and the gang there. We had a great time and look forward to doing it again. And we are going to be on the road again later this week. We've got a jam-packed show tomorrow, folks. We got a great show today, but most of it going to be talking about basketball. Monty Rasmussen is going to join us to talk about Whoopers and Hoopers, which always goes on this weekend in Hastings. Sounds like a record number. Going to be competing. Matt Coatney, the voice of the Husker women, going to be joining us. And at the end of the show, Joe DeMail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, as a lot of people are getting in and getting their drafts ready for the fantasy baseball season, which just starts here in a couple of weeks. Among our guests tomorrow, we're all over the place because we will be live at Fanatic Sports Bar watching basketball and be there with you from 11 to 1. And we will talk with the head women's coach of Northern Iowa, and that is Tanya Warren. She is getting ready to take on Nebraska, and Coach Warren will join us tomorrow. Brenda Van Langen, the analyst, of course, with the Kearney ties, but for ESPN, she's going to break down the entire women's field with us. Augie Garrido, the head baseball
coach. You heard of him, people?
He's been at Texas. He's been, maybe some other places. He's won over 1,500. He's the all-time winningest Division I college baseball coach in history. Coach Garrido will join us tomorrow. Bob Harris, the voice of the Duke Blue Devils, will join us on the show tomorrow. And who could forget that? 35 years at the mic there, and Bob will join us tomorrow. And Steve Anderson for Fauner Park, starting to get... This is where... For me, I can start paying attention to Fauner. I know a lot of people have already been there, and they've said the Saturdays have just been outstanding and fun, and there's been some payouts, and everybody's having a good time, and more going on this week. And after having the races kind of shortened last week because of conditions, hopefully they'll have a good week. Weather sounds like it's not going to cooperate so well.
Why is the wind going to blow 40? Why? Is there anybody have an answer for that? It's either dead calm or 45-mile-an-hour winds. Come on, wind. Cooperate this spring a little bit.
Is that your bracket, Dave?
That's one of them, yeah.
The one that says official winner?
That's correct.
A small group you're in. Anyway, who'd you take?
I got Kansas winning in this one. I couldn't go against them.
You got Kansas, Kentucky, Kansas State, Duke.
Although I do have a bracket I called a cold day in hell where New Mexico wins it all. So
that would be great. That would be great. The NCAA basketball tournament getting ready to tip off, and we are looking forward to having all of that, and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Now, Doug, on the Doug and Daddy bracket, how many did you do?
Three.
Three, and the official one, does it have a name? If people want to follow?
Yeah, if you want to know the official ones that we did yesterday, the one that counts is Must Beat Big Daddy. That's the name of my entry. The one that counts, Must Beat Big Daddy. And yours is?
Mine is Why Say No. Why the letter Say No. That's just what I came up with. My other ones are I Thought We Were in the Nest. Because I just think that's funny.
I'm not as creative as you, obviously.
And what was my other one?
I don't know. You didn't do a Don't Do Meth this year?
I didn't do a Don't Do Meth.
The first one I filled out Sunday night, I just simply entitled The One. The One. That was the first one that I filled out. Derek's kind of scanning through those now, looking for interesting names and interesting stuff. Folks, I do want to mention one more time, thanks for being in. 32-inch television going to the winner. We've got a ton of other prizes to those who don't win. You will be able to win once. So if you have four entries that are in the top 10, you're still winning once, okay? We're just going to let you. That's part of it. We told you that earlier in the week, but that's great. Hope you win. Secondly, make sure you're signed up to be an ESPN superfan, which is as easy or easier than putting in your bracket, because we need to know how to contact the winners and get you your prizes. That's why. So go to ESPNSuperStation.com, click on, you got to put your name, like a phone number, an address, how we get the stuff to you. That's it. We don't bug you. We don't send you junk mail. We don't send you weird texts and emails. That's all it's for.
The reason we do this, because 3 years ago, we were in the lobby here, ready to hoist a winner on our shoulders, found out he was not a super fan, we dropped him. He spent the next 3 days Kearney physical therapy. That's all I'm saying. We didn't want to drop him, but he wasn't a super fan. We had no choice. That's just what happened.
It was a rough gig. Daddy, these first games I know are very important to our brackets. Here are today's games for anybody that missed out. Here are the games today. Again, we told you the early session. Florida, BYU, Old Dominion, Notre Dame, and Robert Morris, Villanova. And then we have the lovely, quirky late session. So the second afternoon here that get going around 1:30, Kansas State and North Texas, Sam Houston State, Baylor, Vanderbilt, Murray State, and Richmond, St. Mary's. Then a 3:45 tip out in the West, Butler and UTEP. And then this evening sessions, the 6 o'clock to 6:30 tip times, Kentucky takes on East Tennessee State.
So we'll only have a break for about, what, 40 minutes today?
Yeah, not much.
Not much.
I like that. Georgetown and Ohio go at 6:25 tonight. Marquette and Washington go as well. And then the late session... Oh, and then UNLV Northern Iowa go at 6:10. I know a lot of people want to watch that. Then the late session, your 8:30 tips. Texas Wake Forest, Kansas Lehigh, Montana New Mexico, San Diego State, Tennessee. And I think that covered all the games that are being played today. The other 16 will be played tomorrow. So let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fire off your thoughts, your questions, your comments about the tournament, men's or women's. We're going to talk with Matt Coatney, the voice of the Husker women, in just a moment. And don't forget, fill out your women's bracket, too. They pay $10,000 for that, baby, and there's not near as many people in it. I'm going to be honest. President Obama's bracket, his final four, I think, are exactly the final four that I put out there. Neither one of us had Nebraska in the final four. I got to double check.
You didn't?
I think I put Notre Dame. I know. I still say it's the greatest season they've ever had. They haven't been down this road. Ever. It's tough. Very, very tough. It's very tough to be a number one seed and never have had that on your back before. I hope they make it to the Elite Eight. And then I had Connecticut, of course, winning it because, well, they will.
Well, we hope they will.
And there was some other train of thought I was going on there, and now I've totally lost it. So send us your emails for Matt for who do you think should play with Tiger Woods. That actually was one of the stories this morning on ESPN at the tournament they're at this week. They've been asking a lot of the guys, you know, what would it be like if you got paired with Tiger Woods? So we'll see. A lot of funny ones yesterday. Email address, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2009 Ford Focus S four-door has manual five-speed transmission for great mileage. Price to sell fast, just $11,009. 08 Chevy extended cab 4x4 Silverado with the Z71 package, just $21,006. 05 Ford F-150 super cab 4x4 has lariat trim, just $14,009. We have many more fresh arrivals. Stop and check them out today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Schroeder Smoked Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island across from Radio Shack. You can get the same great-tasting food like pulled pork, baby back ribs, pork loin, smoked beef and chicken, and homemade pies. With six flavors of brats and the best sauce on the planet, Grandma Foster's barbecue sauce, Schroeder Smoked Foods has made it easier for Central Nebraska to get a hold of the same awesome mouth-watering food for Husker tailgates or just for a meal at home. Stop by Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall for your great-tasting food today.
It's the annual open house sale at Wakanda Boats in Republican City Saturday and Sunday, March 20th and 21st. The all-new fleet of Lund, Larson, and Starcraft boats are rigged and ready. Special factory rebates for this show only, with top trade-in allowances and financing available. Lawrence sonar demonstrations, including the new structure scan. Get 20% off all boating accessories, free refreshments. Check out the website at WakandaBoats.com for pontoons, deck boats, and fish and ski boat packages. It's all happening at Wakanda Boats in downtown Republican City Saturday, March 20th and Sunday, March 21st.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 66 for a high. Southwest winds will stay around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then skies turn cloudy tonight with a chance for showers late, mixing with some wet snow towards morning. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Yep, 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 yep. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get, get. 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 Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I'm gonna do one. Oh, I'm gonna do one.
Hey, while you're watching the games, how about the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island? Because they are open 7 days a week for every men's game, every women's game, including the Husker game, Sunday night at 6:05. And check out the Chicken Coop's newly remodeled downstairs. The party room is better than before for all your gatherings. The newly remodeled basement seats at least 100 for anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, meetings. Don't forget, graduations are coming up for college and high school. Any kind of get-together you can think of, book it today by calling Scott or Colin at the Coop. Great food, awesome atmosphere, lots of TVs, plenty of games as well. And of course, don't forget to enjoy their daily lunch specials, their nightly drink specials. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch basketball, college, men's, women's, NBA, golf, whatever you want to watch. They've got it on for you at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Oh, that party room downstairs. I just went down there the other night by myself. I just started dancing. It has that effect on you. You just want it.
Wow, so that's why it's remodeled now? Or
that's why.
What's the deal? They had to remodel after all the dancing?
It was one of those things. It just overtook me. The moment overtook me.
All right, well, the men going in just a couple of minutes here. The women get going on Saturday, and Nebraska actually is in a spot where they're going to be playing at the tail end of the weekend's festivities, which is a good thing. I think with the men's games pretty much all completed by the time they tip, we'll be ready for some women's basketball. Nebraska making their first ever appearance as a number one seed. They're taking on Northern Iowa Sunday, and as we've had throughout the season, Matt Cotney, the voice of the Husker women, will join us again on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Isn't this a great time of year?
Oh, this is awesome. I wish the weather would be like this for the tournament, too, so we could walk outside and enjoy that while we're taking a break. But I know you're getting ready to head to Minneapolis for this basketball tournament. I want to jump right into it. We talked about it. Can Nebraska... I don't think we're worried about them bouncing back, as we talked to Coach Yori earlier in the week. But bouncing back from just poor shooting, sometimes when you have to get better at something that you can't really coach, that's tough. Had you seen any of that at all going into the Big 12 tournament, where they were starting to struggle from the field?
Well, I think if you look at it statistically, the first 20 games of the season, Nebraska was shooting in the mid-40s, and then that fell into the 30s. The last 11 games, and the easy answer to that is you see the North Division teams twice, and they scouted you very well, and every team in the South by that time has scouting tape on you. You know, I think some of it can't be explained by that, but certainly when you have not seen a team before, I think you're going to shoot better. And you know, Northern Iowa has a couple of days to scout the Huskers, but you know, every team in the Big 12 has got an assistant coach that has scouted the Huskers for years and years and years. Every one of our assistants keeps the same opponent scout. So I think some of that factors into it. You know, when you take a look at the percentages, I mean, the first 20 games were dramatically different than the last 11.
Matt, I throw in another factor, perhaps, that down towards the end of that the stretch, and especially through the Big 12 Conference, the toughest one in the nation, that the first thing to go when you get tired is your legs, and they just didn't have them underneath them, maybe with a break to get the legs back a little bit.
Yeah, I think some of that absolutely would factor into that, and especially Corey Montgomery. You know, she is you know, tall girl for someone who shoots the three from the perimeter, so much of her shot does come from her legs. You know, Vonnie Turner, I don't know if it's as much as being tired and that she has just been a streaky shooter her whole career. And we think that we saw her coming out of it a little bit at the end of the Big 12 tournament. She had three threes against Texas A&M in that game. But, yeah, certainly I think you could say that long season, that meat grinder, the Big 12 certainly would have an effect.
Matt, you couldn't have possibly predicted this team to go undefeated in the Big 12. When they lost this game, really wasn't that big of a deal in your mind, was it?
Well, it was disappointing a little bit just from following the team, but, you know, Texas A&M got a 2-seed. So what you're really looking at is that game against Texas A&M was the same thing as a regional final to go to the Final Four. Don't be surprised if Texas A&M's in the Final Four. I think they match up very favorably with Stanford in that region. Every team in the Big 12 is great, and Texas A&M has really got it rolling right now. They're a tough matchup for the Huskers because they're long on the perimeter. And I think teams that are long on the perimeter are the type of teams that can give Nebraska problems, and we saw that.
Matt Cotney, the voice of the Huskers, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, big picture before we get into the Kansas City Regional there. I look at the bracket, and it's been this way for years for the women. There is probably half the field that's going to get to play home games in the first two rounds. Will this maybe have Lincoln bidding for a future NCAA opening round action?
I think there's two issues there. That's a good question. One, is there a new arena? Because right now, the Devaney Center would not be able to meet the requirements the NCAA puts on teams in terms of infrastructure. The second one is the NCAA wants to look at teams that have a more than pretty good shot of making the NCAA tournament. And they guessed badly this year with places like Louisville, Pittsburgh, and Minnesota, where those teams did not make the tournament. So those would be the two issues. And then I think there is a minimum requirement for hotels. I don't know, you know, how Lincoln stacks up there. I wouldn't want to address that issue, but the two big issues would be the arena and then would also be Nebraska showing that year in, year out, that they're going to be an NCAA tournament team.
Man, I guess you can throw Omaha in there. I'm sure that Omaha could host it, but what does the Devaney not have now? Because you don't have to have a requirement to put 16,000 butts in there, certainly, do you? I mean, there's got to be some other things.
Well, a lot of it has to do with meeting facilities and locker rooms. For example, the barn at Minnesota has been completely refurbished. The building was built in 1938, but you could put tons of media in there. And they've got multiple areas for press conferences. And when I mean press conference, I'm talking about an area to really put a lot of people in there. And I suppose they could close the indoor track area and refurbish it, but it's not set up for those types of issues. When we went to College Park, Maryland 2 years ago, at the new arena they have at Maryland, that thing was perfectly suited to host a four-team or an eight-team tournament. The same thing with the RBC Center in Raleigh when we were there 3 years ago.
Matt, I guess talk about this opening weekend, the research you've been able to do. 17-15 doesn't appeal to many people. Nebraska roll through that first-round game?
Well, on paper they should, but, you know, I'm an old Missouri Valley Conference guy, and I think if I'm Doug Elgin, the commissioner of the Valley, I'm pretty hot right now because I think most people thought Northern Iowa, just by being the tournament champion of a good RPI league, would at least be a 14 or a 13 seed. Northern Iowa beat Illinois State, whom I thought would get in whether they won the league tournament or not, and then beat a Creighton team that gave Nebraska fits. So Northern Iowa is not your typical 16 seed. Now, the Panthers have problems stopping teams, and I think that's where their real issue is going to be, is how they're going to defend the Huskers. But, you know, Northern Iowa is not going to be your 50-point blowout like sometimes you see in a 1-versus-16 game. I think the Huskers clearly should beat Northern Iowa, but don't forget, they beat Creighton, and Creighton was certainly the opponent in the non-conference that gave the Huskers the most problems. I mean, think about it. LSU came in here ranked fifth, and the Huskers handled LSU a lot easier than they did Creighton.
Matt Cotney joins us. So when Nebraska wins and advances on to Tuesday, who you expect, at UCLA or North Carolina State?
Well, that's an 8-9 matchup, which the tournament thinks 8-9 are basically the same caliber of teams. UCLA feels like their conference was not given a lot of respect by only getting two teams. I think most people around the country were shocked at Southern California, and Coach Michael Cooper didn't get in. And Nikki Caldwell, the coach of UCLA, has been pretty vocal that she thought her team should have been at least a 6 seed. So anytime you have a team with a chip on their shoulders, they're pretty dangerous. The Bruins are 18-4 in their last 22 games, with their only losses to Stanford and Southern California. And since Danielle Rogers, a transfer from Rutgers, became eligible December the 15th, they've really been tough to deal with. They're a tough matchup. North Carolina State, though, made a big run in the ACC tournament, played four games in 4 days and lost to Duke by 10. Kelly Harper's got a pretty good team, not as athletic as UCLA, so you know, I'd probably have to look at it and say I think UCLA might be a slight favorite in that game.
Matt Cody joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, in being around this team, what has their demeanor been after this loss?
You know, it's the same demeanor they've had after every win. You know, people have been asking me, you know, after, you know, every win this year, you know, is the pressure increasing? And I've said no. They've been remarkably consistent. And I'm going to tell you, after their first loss, you know, they obviously were disappointed. But I don't see any difference in the team. It's a veteran team. And I think their leadership has got them to where they're just looking forward to the next practice. It's really been amazing how they have been so focused on the next practice and the next task at hand. And, you know, you would think, you know, after losing for the first time in 30 games, the team would be completely devastated. Not really this team. I mean, they were like, yeah, you know, we should have done this. We need to work on this. We'll improve. We'll get it done. A very, very business-like approach by this Husker team.
Matt Cotney, voice of the Huskers, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What was it like hearing your voice on ESPN Monday night?
You know, it was pretty cool. you know, they kind of had an inkling they were going to do it. They were in town, and they requested some audio from the network to marry up with some of their video. Probably the coolest thing about it was that I got emails and texts and phone calls from just gobs of people around the country who heard it the next day, so it's kind of fun. You know, the fans have been great this year, having some fun with the undefeated streak, and you know, just really, really been great hearing from our fans of our broadcast. So yeah, it was cool. I it's kind of cool hearing that.
And the team, we asked Coach Jory about this, but the team and the coaches, this is a lot different than any other time that they have played throughout a season, and then going into the NCAA, they were just another team. They didn't get quite the media, not even from the Nebraska media. Do you think they're handling it this first time through as well as they possibly can, and it's not affecting anything that goes on the court?
Yeah, I really do, and I think that Coach Jory is to be commended for. She understands that, you know, there are some obligations that have to happen, but you know, she sheltered her team pretty well from this thing getting out of hand. So has Jeff Grease, the media relations director for the team, and my broadcast partner. I think the team has really handled it well. I think they really enjoy all the attention. I think they were kind of joking about all the pomp and circumstance that went on with the selection show the other night. It was kind of interesting being on the back end of that and just seeing, you know, how pre-produced that whole thing was. That first segment where the Huskers are shown clapping and applauding, and that was taped 45 minutes before it went on the air. So I think he was kind of laughing and joking about how that whole thing was so focused. I mean, you all have been in media your whole life. You know how that stuff goes. But the players are really laughing about how it's so, not fake, obviously, but, you know, when they tell them, okay, we're coming on in 10 seconds, start clapping now. And so, you know, it's not as natural as maybe it looks on TV.
Matt, I got to think, for the first time being a number one seed, totally coming from off the radar, this is about as loose as a team as you could get right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they are. I think they're just kind of taking the approach of, this is really a neat deal. Let's have fun with it. Can you believe we're number one seed? Let's just keep doing what we're doing. It really has been just an unbelievable amount of fun for everybody. And I can't even imagine what the players are going through, but you know, they are just really, really enjoying themselves. I remember talking to Lindsay Moore on the night of the selection show, and she just seemed like she had, you know, it was a little kid in a candy store. So, I mean, can you imagine being 18 years old and you're away from home for the first time from Washington State, and you go through this season she's going through? How cool is that?
Well, it's been a fun ride so far. Let's put you on record, Matt. How far does this team go?
Well, you know, I guess I'm going to have to say I'm a Republican, and I disagree with President Obama, who didn't have the Huskers going all the way in his bracket, so... you know, I like the Huskers' draw in the Kansas City region. I think they match up pretty well with everybody. Why can't they win the national title? There, how's that? Now I'm on record.
There it is, Matt Cotney, who is going to fly the flag just like the rest of the Husker fans. Matt, we'll talk to you hopefully again as the Huskers' road to the Final Four continues on the women's side. Enjoy your time in Minneapolis, and maybe we'll see you in Kansas City.
I that would be great. I hope we make it there. Thanks, fellas.
Take care, buddy. Matt Cotney, voice of the Husker women. And don't forget, the game's going to be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's pretty exciting.
It is.
A total different feel from any other team, men or women, I think, that have ever been there before.
I just have a...
Even when the men were rated as high as they were at that one point, I still think that that was...
No, that was pretty exciting.
Well, that was... No, that was exciting.
That was pretty exciting.
But didn't you... There was no confidence. Was there confidence?
Yeah,
that
there
much?
Was.
Was there that much?
That was
hype?
The beginning of the cup wearing. Yes. That was the year you had to start wearing the cup if you were going to watch Nebraska men's basketball, because as soon as they took you to that next level... There you go.
That's a great point.
Let's take a break. Whoopers and Hoopers going on this weekend. Monty Rasmussen joins us. Joe DeMando talk a little fantasy baseball. And Notre Dame leads Old Dominion 5-4. They've just tipped between Villanova and Robert Morris. And Florida and BYU are running up and down Ford Field there like it's a track meet. And it's 11-11, 13.5 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com. And your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
It's Cash for Cordless at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and this isn't a government handout. This is a trade-in program for awesome DeWalt power tools at Builders. Now, listen very carefully. For a limited time, you can trade in your old cordless tool and get $100 off a new DeWalt cordless kit. The trade-in must be pro quality and a competitor of DeWalt, and you must bring in the tool, one battery, and the charger to earn your $100 credit. Visit the store to see if your tool qualifies. If so, you get an instant $100 off any DeWalt cordless kit. For instance, an 18-volt hammer drill and impact driver 2-pack is on sale for $299. That's just $199 after trade-in. Or an 18-volt compact drill was $219 and it's on sale for $159. That's $59 after trade-in. DeWalt cordless just does not get any cheaper than that. Limited quantities are available, so act now for the awesome Cash for Cordless program at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best. Does it best.
Next up for Doug and Daddy, Friday, on location at Fanatics in downtown Kearney. From 11 to 1, talk a little basketball.
3 seconds, Reynolds drives, shot, got it! He got it! Villanova wins, and Villanova is going to the Final Four!
Eat a little, wait around, see if Tiger does show.
I just don't know when that day will be.
That's Friday, Doug and Daddy, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 66 for a high. Southwest winds will stay around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then skies turn cloudy tonight with a chance for showers late, mixing with some wet snow towards morning. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along. Oh, Grease would be good about now, by the way. Greasy cheeseburgers. Did you have a place like that in Bertrand? Like when you were a kid or in high school? That
Greasy cheeseburgers.
Well, it was the Bertrand Cafe, which then became the Flippin' Sweet, which people still enjoy in Holdridge today. But very good burgers in Bertrand.
So say you woke up this morning in Bertrand and you needed some grease. Not a lot of choices?
No, there would be no choices. You would drive to Holdridge.
Yeah, the place that we used to go, the Starlight, they tore that down years ago.
In Ord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, if we're in Burton, we probably drive to Burger King in Kearney or Lexington. That's really where we go.
You'd be at the lake, wouldn't you?
Well, Steakhouse Dick Burger, they've got it all. And the cilantro lime fish sandwich. All of our guests receive it as being guests on the Doug and Daddy Show. We feed you. Ben, they feed you at Burger King. Other daily specials, the quarter pound double cheeseburger, $4. Drive through special, 32 ounce soft drink or ice mocha, dollar. Make you holla, dollar. Two double cheeseburgers, ice mocha, $3. Make you holla. Burger King, today, whether you're talking Kearney, whether you're talking Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, Burger King's where it's at.
Well, Daddy, not only is the NCAA basketball tournament underway, but so is Whoopers and Hoopers this weekend, and that is always a fun time in Hastings because not only do you get to play basketball, you get to watch basketball, both at the divisions, all the divisions they have, elite, the recreational, the men's, the women's, and of course then you can go to your favorite establishment in Hastings and enjoy some of the NCAA tournament as well. And right now, one of the guys that is really big into recruiting, especially for the elite division teams, which is always outstanding, Monty Rasmussen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show again this year to kind of preview what's coming up. Monty, everything ready to go?
Everything is ready, and we're not letting that weather forecast bother us. You know, they say an inch to two, but Nebraska, an inch to two is nothing.
How do you feel about the tournament this year? Numbers about the same in all divisions, or give us a little preview from that aspect?
Well, believe it or not, we have set another record. The last I knew, which was 2 days ago, we were at 134 teams, which is our high, our all-time high. So, you know, we can't really take a lot more is kind of where we're at right now. Is I think we maybe could go to 137 or something like that, but we're in a situation where with the gym situation and with the amount of games that need to be played starting Friday night and ending Sunday at about 4, we can't really take any more, so that's it's good news.
Marty, as far as the elite division goes, how far have people come from to play in this?
People come, and that is an awesome question, because when you look at the rosters, a lot of the colleges are regional colleges, but most of these guys have moved on in their life. We've got a player coming who was our MVP 2 years ago, Marty Levinson, and he lives in California, San Jose. He's an assistant coach there. We've got players that are coming from Chicago, Las Vegas. These guys, these basketball players, even though they're playing against each other, they're all kind of a unit and a unity, and this for them is like a little reunion and a get-together. So that's another good reason why the tournament's good for everybody.
Monty Rasmussen joins us here to talk about Whoopers and Hoopers, which gets underway for some teams on Friday night. Everybody's involved Saturday, and if they play well, then they're still involved on Sunday. Monty, you talk about really how big of an event this is, and there are a lot of volunteers that help you guys out. There's the slam dunk and the three-point contest, and, of course, all the activities that you put on for these guys, because they're only playing a handful of basketball, and they get to take advantage of the city the rest of the weekend.
Exactly right, and that's why it's an attractive tournament. I was thinking when I knew that I was going to be talking to you guys, I don't know if in the United States even, and I'm serious about this, that there's a tournament like this for people out of college. I know they have a lot of large tournaments for, you know, kids that are in high school and travel tournaments and things of that nature, but these are guys that are out of college and are not playing in the pros or so forth, and so it gives them, they get a party that's included in their tournament entry fees, so they have an event where they all come together in the evening, and food and drink and everything is included, and so that's really nice for them. And so even if they are eliminated on Saturday, I would say the majority stay at least Saturday night for the party, because that is Saturday night. But you're right, a lot of the teams are eliminated, but you know, they end up staying around.
Monty, when do you start making phone calls for this elite division?
Well, over the years, being that the tournament's in March, I typically have started in October, sometimes September. And a lot of it is now that we've got technology, a lot of it to get it where we were today was through emails to universities' assistant coaches making former players aware of it, things of that nature.
Monty Rasmussen is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Whoopers and Hoopers. As he said, 134 teams are going to be competing, and they're in and around Hastings and some of the gyms just outside of town. And then, of course, all the big boys play at the beautiful Lynn Farrell Arena. What about the ladies this year, Monty? How does that look? I know that really took a jump in participation last year.
Yeah, interesting with the ladies. You know, in the elite divisions, that has actually went down with the ladies because we've had some former Creighton, UNL, Hastings College, UNK players, and they've really dominated that division. So we tip it right now. I think we only have four in the elite division. But what's been nice is 3-4 years ago, we had maybe a total of 8 or 9 ladies teams. Last year and this year now, we have like 20 in our B division. So the number of ladies players has really picked up also, and that's been nice to see. But a lot of them don't want to come up and play in that elite division.
Marty, are there current college players that play in this in some division one way or another, and do you have to be worried about the college rules and that at all?
No, they're all graduated, Tony. That's why there's some of them that are new on there, like Jeremiah Slough. Some of the Hastings kids are just going to get, because that's one thing too, right? Back in the day, I remember when Creighton, seriously, they'd play the Thursday of the tournament, get beat out, then all of a sudden here'd be 3 seniors in Hastings on Friday night getting ready for Whoopers and Hoopers.
You're exactly right, and that's probably going to be the case with Hastings College women's team just getting beat out. Probably you'll see them jump on some rosters, those seniors, but that does happen a lot. We do every year run into rule requirements. I mean, this year we had someone that had some players that were redshirted and they thought they could play, but they actually did play varsity time and they still were going to come back the following season, and so they're not eligible. So, yeah, we do run into that every year, but we've got a great group of elite players this year.
Monty, anything else that folks should know? Maybe if they've just moved in and they're going to be playing in this event for the first time, you touched on the big party Saturday. Is there anything else folks need to know, whether they're playing or just coming out to watch?
Well, that would be the thing that I would just say is if you at all in your life have liked basketball, it's worth a drive to Hastings if you're from the Midwest and the middle part of the state, because seeing the talent, and we've got one player, this is his first year in the tournament, and just about 4 or 5 years ago, he was a 2-time National Division II Player of the Year. 6'8 Turner Troffels out of the University of South Dakota, and that's at that UNK level. And then, of course, with the UNK team did win it last year, and they just said it's a great gathering for them, and they're all former All-Americans, Savela, Branting, Harms. It's just fun for them to play together again and more fun to watch. And they certainly haven't won it every year. There's been lots of other teams that have won it.
Well, Monty, we always appreciate catching up with you, and I know you got a busy schedule today trying to keep things going and getting ready for the tournament, so we'll let you get going, and best of luck with another great Whoopers and Hoopers tournament this weekend.
And, guys, thanks for your help in promoting it. We appreciate it very much, as usual.
Thanks, Monty. You take care. Have fun. Wow, Daddy, it's a record number. Record number.
If I'm going to play this weekend, I got to get some shoes.
Yeah, you got to get some shoes, maybe a knee brace, some other things. Maybe some workout, you know, new pair of shorts. They got it all for you. Misco Sports. They don't have that. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open late nights on Thursday, and this is?
Let me think. Oh, start of the tournament? Yes, Thursday.
8 o'clock. They're open until 8 o'clock tonight, and they've got all the basketball gear you need, the shorts. I mean, it's getting nice enough where we're seeing people out running and taking care of themselves, and I haven't seen you. But anyway, they're out there doing that, and Misco's got the gear you need. And if you're getting into this first day, this is the first day you can compete. The practices have been going on, but soccer starts today. There's varsity competition. Track starts today. Tennis. Golf. It's all officially can begin today. Misco's can help you out. And don't forget, for baseball and softball, caps, uniforms, travel bags, everything you need. Again, open late tonight, 7 days a week. They're open Thursdays till late at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. There's actually an intriguing girls soccer game today. The preseason top 10 out from the Lincoln Journal Star. And Hastings and Holdridge are both ranked in Class B, and they start the season today against each other. The Hastings girls are ninth. The Holdridge girls are fourth in class in the boys. boys, Class B. Hastings is 8th and Lexington is 10th. And the Kearney Bearcats will start number 7 in the Class A boys, coming off the best season in school history last year, where they went 17-2. And I still can't believe how that ended against Millard West, scoring with 2 seconds to go to win the state championship. Grand Island is listed as a contender. And the annual high school track meets that go on the first weekend at Cushing Coliseum at UNK begin this afternoon at 1 with Class C, Class B Friday, Class D and A on Saturday. It's already that time.
And pretty nice, it's a pretty fair day to play soccer, I might add, for what the weather's been and what it could be tomorrow.
Yeah, some of that. Hopefully they can play Saturday, because there's a lot of season-opening tournaments where they play twice, and hopefully these teams can get that done. We'll take a break. Joe DeMeo is scheduled to join us when we come back, and right now there's an upset brewing in the NCAA tournament already.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Can you think of a better place to be than Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska on a college football Saturday?
Three Husker teams will play three Husker sports on April 17th. So join us on the road to Lincoln.
Holy moly!
The day starts with the red and white spring game. Then Husker baseball versus Kansas. Followed by volleyball against Illinois.
Holy cow!
We'll take a luxury motor coach round trip with continental breakfast on the way. And a tailgate lunch before football. All tickets are included in the $89 price.
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side. Your helmet, because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
To reserve your seat, call First Holiday Tour and Travel at 308-384-1800 or 800-652-1950. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another four.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 66 for a high. Southwest winds will stay around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Then skies turn cloudy tonight with a chance for showers late, mixing with some wet snow towards morning. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
This is, hell yeah, I'm turning up around.
Get him off! Over the back! Let's go! Yeah! Yeah!
I just heard that same
Florida's
guy.
Going to the Elite Eight. Florida's going to the Elite Eight. They're going to win this game. They're going to beat Kansas State. They're going to win the next game over Pitt or whoever. Then they're going to play Syracuse. You can already see it.
No, just calm down. I just heard the guy at the state tournament yell 3 seconds again.
Come on, Florida. Quit making everything. 28-21, Florida leading BYU. 6:13 to go, first half. Notre Dame leading Old Dominion. 21-15, 7 minutes to go, first half. Robert Morris is leading Villanova at the 11:30 mark. 13-11, a 15 over a 2. We had one of those right down to the wire. I think it was Pittsburgh last year, wasn't it? Right down to the wire. Jonah Mayo is going to join us in just a second, so if you've got a question for Joe regarding fantasy baseball, please fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But the Nebraska Baseball Coaches Association have announced their Coaches of the Year this morning, and one of those Coaches of the Year, this is for American Legion Baseball, Brad Archer, Class A Junior Legion Baseball Coach of the Year from Kearney. Last year they went 41-14 and won their third consecutive state title.
Congratulations, Coach. Yeah. That's awesome. Well deserved.
Really sweet. By the way, I don't even have to ask Joe about this. Cliff Lee, probably not going to start opening day. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What kind of a moron throws at the head of another moron in spring training? That's just unbelievable.
It's called moronic baseball 101, exactly. Imagine getting suspended out of spring training. It's absolutely amazing. He'll be eligible April 10th. So.
Well, that's not going to be a big deal. He's still a first-round pick, isn't he?
No, he's first-round pick in the fifth or sixth round.
Joe DeMeo joins us. Joe, what's some other oddities that we've got if folks are getting ready for their draft this weekend?
You got to keep an eye on the closers right now, guys. Houston Street looks like he's not going to make it to the dance. Franklin Morales will get the call there as a temporary closer. Andrew Bailey has tennis elbow. Mike Gonzalez sore back for the Orioles. Joe Nathan will find out on Saturday. Bobby Jenks, calf soreness. You really got to keep an eye on the closers right now and be careful not to reach too far for one of these guys who may or may not begin the season, 100%. Even Brad Lidge will probably get into a minor league game today. So there's an excellent chance we'll know more about him. But that's an awful lot of closers who are typically up in the air. Some of the position players, Hamilton's back in action. That's a good thing. Nigel Morgan strained hamstring, should return on Friday. Jason Hayward is doing an amazing job. He's climbing up the draft boards quickly. Adam Dunn, back spasms. Polanco, knee injury, looks like he'll be back. Kinsler, high ankle sprain. None of those guys, Asdrubal Cabrera, none of those guys I just mentioned are in jeopardy of not starting the season with their teams. Brian Roberts, question mark. We all know Jose Reyes is going to be out at least five more weeks from this stage.
Hey, Joe, I'm one of the psychos that has already drafted a team, and I tried to follow kind of your blueprint with the pitchers and go 4 starters, 5 closers. Well, I ran into some bad luck and got Joe Nathan and Houston Street, both of who are kind of, not looking good for me so far. Could you maybe list off a couple of guys that are maybe flying under the radar as far as relievers go?
Yeah, I mean, I would suspect all of the usual suspects are off the board, guys like Rafael Soriano and people like that, who I think are going to have big years. Jason Fraser in Toronto might still be on the draft board, depending on how deep your league is, because the Blue Jays haven't really decided on a closer at this moment. Leo Nunez, if he's sitting out there, I think could make some hay this year for a very decent Marlins pitching staff. I do believe that Houston Street's going to be fine, but you might want to just take Franklin Morales for now, get rid of one of your bench offensive players, Stash Street, and until they put him on the DL, and then you can use that DL slot for another offensive player. So you want to just be defensive right now. Make sure you go into the season with somebody out there in Minnesota, looks like to me it's going to be a toss-up between Roush and one of the other youngsters. His name is escaping me right now. It'll come to me. But Nathan is going to test his arm on Saturday. You might be able to cut him after Saturday and, and, and use that position to, you know, either fill out with Franklin Morales or somebody like that. Don't fret, because closers always come available in the first month. What's your priority draft pick? Where are you in the priority list?
I am third.
Oh, you're good. So even that, you'll probably be able to get the first, you know, big name closer who goes down. You'll probably be able to get his replacement, you know, being in that position. So all in all, if the best thing that can happen for you is Nathan to declare on Saturday that you have to have surgery, rather he's going to wait two more weeks, where at least you can use that position to grab a Jason Fraser, Franklin Morales, or someone of that caliber.
Joe DeMail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, is there a team out there that you think is coming off the radar that has a lot more talent than maybe people are giving it credit for?
There's no... I think the usual suspects are still going to have a big year. A team that I think is going to be a very, very effective team will be the Tampa Bay Rays in the AL East. I think they're locked and loaded. You have to like the Tigers a little bit in the Central. I think their lineup is the only thing that's kind of giving me reason to pause. I like what they did with their pitching. I think young Scherzer, Porcello, as a compliment to Verlander, is going to be sensational. Internationally, the Marlins could actually make some noise because they have a really, really deep pitching staff led by Josh Johnson. But other than that, I mean, you can't see teams like the Padres or the Pirates or the A's or even the Diamondbacks, unless Brandon Webb gets healthy quickly, actually going deep into the season in serious contention, not 11 games out, but only 7 games out of the wild card, you know, that kind of routine.
Joe DeMaio joins us on Thursdays here on the Doug and Daddy Show throughout the fantasy season and fantasy baseball, football, whatever the season is. And, Joe, I've already got it here. It's already been sent into the Den Popper inbox, the obligatory, what about Cubs players, Chris and Carney? Is there a stud out there for the Cubs, and is there a sleeper for the Cubs? And don't say the whole team's a sleeper, all right?
Yeah, I mean the Cubs are a very, very solid team, and the sleeper there comes to mind right away is Giovanni Soto. I dropped about 45 pounds from last year. He's going to fall in the draft board. He's going to be the eighth or ninth catcher off the board, and I think you have a real opportunity with Soto to pick him up, you know, in the 11th or 12th round of your draft, and make some hay. He was a terrific rookie. Derek Lee is going to be solid. Ramos Ramirez should be solid. I don't like Alfonso Soriano. He makes me nervous from the point of injuries. Marlon Byrd in the deeper leagues. The guy can hit. He hit in Texas. He can hit. Fukudome early in the season. Otherwise, he's typically a bust. Mike Fontenot. Not that you're going to go. There's nobody on the Cubs right now that merits a first-round pick. The earliest off the board for Chicago will be Aramis Ramirez, probably in or around round 4. Derek Lee in or around round 6. Soriano is the wild card. He can go anywhere from 5 to 8. Soto, as we discussed later on. Carlos Maldonado is an absolute stud at closer. High K ratio, came on late last year. Ted Lilly, if he's healthy, should come off the board, as will Zambrano, Randy Wells, and Ryan Dempster.
Joe, we're just about up against it, so last question here for you. I'm always interested on your big board. Who's the guy that made the farthest or rookie that's higher this year, the highest gain from last year to this year?
Jason Wirth.
Okay.
Jason Wirth came the longest, the quickest last year, and he was rated 78th last year. We have him right now at 27.
Well, folks, every day they keep things updated for you. Just simply go to the website and sign up. They love to give you the information at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And Joe DeMaio joins us every Thursday. So as you continue to get ready for your draft, send us your email questions, and we'll pass them along to Joe. Joe, good news. BYU just went on a 14-2 run, so they're ahead of Florida.
Yeah, and I need that. My bracket needs that, so thank you for that.
Who's in your Final Four, Joe?
It's embarrassing, but I think Kansas is going to win the whole thing. I couldn't come up with anything that represented a reasonable sleeper in the Final Four. In one of my brackets, I had Pittsburgh making it, but basically it's chalk all the way through for me.
All right, Joe, best of luck. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your brackets, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy. Don't forget that tomorrow we are live at Fanatics, and in just a couple of minutes we will be joining Westwood One for coverage of basketball action. Three games are underway, and they'll keep you up to date. Robert Moore is taking on Villanova, Notre Dame taking on Old Dominion, and Florida taking on BYU in what has been a pretty entertaining first half. Fanatics tomorrow, special two-hour show, and then tomorrow night we are at Silver Lake High School as the Husker football seniors will be in town, including hometown boy Derek Meyer, Harvard's Colton Kaler, and a whole lot more Husker seniors. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Daddy and I will be the MCs tomorrow night. We're going to have a lot of fun with all the proceeds going to the Silver Lake Athletic Department. You can get your tickets at the banks, at the school, and we'll tell you a whole lot more about it tomorrow. But plan on it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Husker football seniors will be at Silver Lake. Lake High School. Tomorrow, Augie Garrido, Texas baseball coach. Tanya Warren, the head women's coach at Northern Iowa. Also, Brenda Van Langen's going to join us to break it down, the whole women's bracket from ESPN. The voice of the Duke Blue Devil men, Bob Harris, Steve Anderson going to join us from Fodder Park. It's going to be a fun time tomorrow. Daddy, can we get through the brackets going 3-0? One of us can't.
Yeah, one of us is already done, I think. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!